So the question was asked, and in the world to come and in perdition, what concepts of time do we really have? So the Mishnah says in Eduyos that Mishpat Rishon BeGehenem is Yud Beis Chodesh. The Mishnah proves it from a pasuk, I think in Yeshaya, that even the most wicked, after 12 months, they're cleansed in perdition. There are other midrashim, but that's the general concept we accept. Based on that, we say Kaddish for a parent, a person who says Kaddish for a parent, 11 months, because we say we don't want to treat him like the wicked. We assume he wasn't one of the wicked, so we're not going to assume he's in perdition for 12 months. We're going to say Kaddish only 11 months. So you asked about time. So we have on tradition that the souls get a break from perdition on Shabbos. And that's why it's quoted in Halacha that on Matzei Shabbos, we detain the saying of the Havdalah, we detain the saying of Vihi Noam, the things that we say that indicate it's Matzei Shabbos, we try to detain them. Some communities have the custom that they say verses of Psalms before they begin the Ma'ariv prayer. And we say the Ma'ariv prayer a little bit slower, and we add the Vihi Noam. We try to delay the exit of Shabbos, because we say that the souls aren't brought back to Ganim till we really finish saying goodbye to the Shabbos. The souls are on there. Okay. So here we see that the concept of time in Gehenim is similar to the concept of time here. It does go hand in hand to a certain degree. What about Kaddish for the deceased? Why does that help? So there's a famous story of Rabbi Akiva that he sees in a dream a man that's all black, covered with coal. And you know the story? And he sees the man running, and Rabbi Akiva runs after him, and he says, wait, what's with you? And the man seems in pain, and he says, I can't. And he goes and he gathers wood, and Rabbi Akiva runs after him, and he says, what's going on with you? And the man says, this is the wood I take every day I bring, and they burn me with the wood that I bring, and I have to come, or they'll beat me for being late, I have to run. And Rabbi Akiva says, wait, how can we get you out of this state? The man says, I lived such a wicked life, there's no way you can get me out. Rabbi Akiva says, no, tell me, what can we do? The man says, you'll never do it. Rabbi Akiva says, tell me. The man says, no, I gotta go. Rabbi Akiva says, what can we do? The man says, well, I left behind my wife pregnant. I think she had a boy. If she had a boy and that boy says Kaddish for me, then I'll be free. But there's no chance that'll happen. And he runs. And he says, what's your name? So he tells him he was the butcher in this town. And the man runs. Rabbi Akiva takes upon himself, he's not going to rest till he goes and discovers who the boy is and teaches him to say Kaddish. Rabbi Akiva goes, travels to the town, comes to the town, asks the people, where does this butcher live? Everyone who he asks tells him, that butcher, he should rot in hell. That butcher used to tax us and cheat us and give us non-kosher food. He cheated everyone. That butcher, his son should rot just like him. So Rabbi Akiva says, wait, but tell me where. No one wants to tell him. Finally finds out where the boy is. He comes to his mother. The boy doesn't know anything. Illiterate. Nothing. Rabbi Akiva gets permission from the mother, and he sits down and starts teaching the boy. Aleph Beis, teaching him how to read. The kid doesn't get anything. Rabbi Akiva is working and trying, and I don't know if Rabbi Akiva was such a good teacher for like a 5-year-olds or 7-year-olds, but whatever Rabbi Akiva did, you know, he was brilliant. But it takes a special talent to teach a kid that age. Whatever Rabbi Akiva did, didn't work. Kid wasn't learning. So Rabbi Akiva went to shul and started praying. And he said, Rabbon Shalom, help me. And the next morning, the kid started catching on. And finally, Rabbi Akiva brought the kid to a point where he could say Kaddish. And the day came where he brought the boy to shul, and the boy said Kaddish. And that night, the man came to him in a dream, dressed in white, and he thanked Rabbi Akiva that he saved his life in the world to come. So from that midrash, we see the tremendous power that Kaddish has down below. Technically, the Kaddish was instituted as a blessing about the war of Gog and Magog. Has nothing to do with the mourners. Kaddish is something that said, Yisgadel v'yiskadesh goes upon the pasuk in Ezekiel, v'itgaditi v'itkadishti. It's a discussion of how God's name will be sanctified in the future time. Based on this midrash, with time it evolved that it became customary that the mourners say it specifically. But really, Kaddish isn't specifically a mourner's prayer. It's a paragraph of praise that was instituted to be said already in the Talmud's time, revolving around the concept of the future justice that's yet to come. If